Zerid finally noticed the ping from Volta's planetary control. He watched it blink, half dazed, having no idea how long they had been signaling him. He shook his head to clear up his thinking, called up the fake freighter registry Oren had told him to use, ran it through Fat Man's comp, and used it to auto-respond to the ping. In moments, he received approval to land and docking instructions.
"Welcome to Volta, Red Dwarf," said the controller. "Set down on Yinta Lake, landing pad 111B.
Zerid tried to let the heat of atmospheric entry burn away thoughts of Oren, of the exchange, of Angspice. He tried instead to focus only on the 100,000 credits that should be awaiting him, and what he could do with them. By the time the ship cleared the stratosphere and entered Volta's sky traffic, he had once more begun to distance himself from work and the persona that it necessitated. But stripping away the Vice Runner was getting harder to do all the time. The hole was getting too deep, the costume too sticky. He would be ashamed if his daughter ever learned how he earned a living. He gave Fat Man to the autopilot and went to the small room below the cockpit that he'd converted to his quarters. His time in the army had taught him the value of organization, and his room reflected it. His rack was neatly made, though no one ever saw it but him. His clothes hung neatly from a wall locker beside the viewport. He kept extra blasters of various makes stowed about the room, and a lockbox held enough extra charger packs to keep him firing for a standard year. The top of his small metalwork desk was clear, with nothing atop it but a port comp and a stack of fraudulent invoices. Integrated into the floor beside it was a hidden safe. He exposed it, input the combination, and opened it. Inside was a bare payment card with the mere handful of spare credits he'd been able to stash, and, more important, a small holo of his daughter. Seeing the holo summoned a smile. He picked it up. He always noticed the same three things about the image. Era's long curly hair, her smile, as bright as a nova despite her handicap, and the wheelchair in which she sat. He could have chosen a holo that didn't include the chair, but he hadn't. It pained him to see her in it, and it would continue to pain him until he got her out of it. And that was the point. The holo reminded him of his purpose. He looked at the holo before he went to sleep in his quarters, and he looked at it when he awakened. He hated the wheelchair. It was the sin he needed to expiate. Val and Era had been coming to see him on planetside leave. He'd still been in the army then. Val had been suffering dizzy spells, but she had insisted on coming anyway. And he, desperate to see his wife and daughter, had done nothing to discourage her. She'd had an episode while driving and careened into another air car.